Radio, where gamers roll.
www.d20radio.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 17 of the What Comes After podcast. I'm Tyler, your GM and host.
Hey, everyone, I'm Corey. I'll be playing Doc.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jay, and I will be playing Lieutenant Jack Talbot.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kayla, and I will be playing Piper.
I'm Robert, and I'll be playing David Reese.
If you're listening to this podcast the week it releases, we're going to be live streaming on Friday, October 30th. I've got a Star Wars one-shot planned out for the evening, and most of the cast should be joining us, as well as possibly a couple of special guests. A link to the Twitch channel will be in the show notes, and we'll tweet out a link as well. As a member of the D20 Radio Network, I'd like to tell you about another great new podcast on the network, the Genesis Archives. They're another Genesis Actual Play podcast, and right now they've got an urban fantasy campaign going, set in Las Vegas. I've included a link to their show in the notes of this episode, so please go check them out. Now, we left the crew after a tense fight with some raiders in the rubble-strewn streets of Boston, so let's see what's next. We left off last session with you guys having killed a bunch of raiders and then witnessing the ground collapse in on itself, creating a river where there was once a street. As you're looking around, trying to figure out where you're going to go next, you notice something that you hadn't noticed previously. In that there is a mechanical cat-like creature that is over in the pile of stuff that these raiders were sort of circling around by the car. And it is moving slightly and very disjointedly. So
can
what do
we,
you do?
Can we get to it easily? Can we just like...
Yes. Yeah. It's
there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, Piper's absolutely just going to kind of like be like, ooh, and she's just going to like run over. Like, she's probably not going to look around. She's probably going to run straight to it.
Okay.
In her experience.
So, since this is your animal companion.
When she does that, my heart drops and I immediately draw a bead on it with my gun because it might eat her face.
Piper doesn't care. She's like, ooh, this is so cool.
Since this
Piper
is your animal
care, that's
companion.
Why I'm going to have to shoot you in the face.
Since this is Piper's quote-unquote animal companion, what does it look like?
Oh, well, how big can it be? Like a mid-size type feline? I'm assuming it be like giant.
Yeah, it's like silhouette. I think it's silhouette zero, so it's about the size of
like a bobcat.
Like a little bobcat.
Yeah. Is he a chonky boy?
Yeah.
Did you say chonky?
Yes, much.
She's
chonky.
Not.
He's
chonky.
A chunker.
I don't know. I guess it just looks like a metal cat.
It's probably got gears all over it, and
yeah, gears, and I'm not picturing it having like any type of like coloring, just like pure like steel, metal,
right?
Giant claws. I am picturing like two kind of like big fangs, like a saber tooth almost.
Okay. All right.
Always
is it like
the claws always
like a
out
clockworky or thing, or is it sleek?
No, definitely more sleek. There's probably like some gears and stuff that's exposed, but like all the sensitive parts, like its hip, its chest, its face, it's all completely covered by like sheet metal.
Okay. So, it is functioning. However, it is broken at this point. It has, suffered several wounds. It is at half his rune threshold right now. We're going to treat this similar to a medicine check to heal it. Though I'm going to say it's going to take a little bit more time.
Question.
Yep.
Can I use my inventor talent?
Yeah, I'll allow that. Yeah, I'll give you the boost die on it.
Well, you're not letting me use mechanics. You're making me do what? Medicine?
No, it's a mechanics check, but it's treated the same way you would a medicine check to heal somebody. So you're using mechanics.
I'm not a healer.
Right. You're going to use mechanics.
Okay.
So success is heal wounds.
Correct.
Advantage heals strength.
Oh.
It does
and
not.
The difficulty is based on how close to the threshold.
Yeah, it's average.
Because it's at half.
So what's that? Two purple die?
Yes.
And then I get my boost?
Yep.
Right. All right. Also, I just upgraded mechanics, so I'm now at, what's that, tier 4?
Nice.
Yeah, you have 4 ranks.
Alrighty. So I've got 4 successes and 3 advantages.
Okay, so you are able to repair it back up. So it has 1 wound currently. Its wound threshold is 10. So it is a MP, it has an NPC snaplock. It is effectively a rifle. It does not have a strain threshold.
Okay.
So anytime it would take strain, it takes it 2 wounds. But it seems appreciative and almost and maybe even affectionate to
absolutely. I can picture it just
to your attention,
getting up, shaking itself off, doing like a big cat stretch.
Piper, what?
Doing like that thing where it's like trying to like weave against your legs.
Piper, what it the probably... hell is that?
I can picture it like looking over and growling at Jack. I just pet it on the head.
And it's a very friend. Metallic growl.
What the hell is it?
It's my friend now.
I'm probably ignoring this the whole time she's picking it, just accepting it as normal. And looking for a way to get across this
sure. All right.
New impasse.
So one thing that you do notice looking around is just barely visible is a to the north across this what is now a river. You do see a sign for the bank.
Right about where we expected it to be.
Yeah. To the east, you can just about see down into the harbor and basically the entire street. From the harbor inn is collapsed in. To the west, it's more or less inaccessible. There are large chunks of building that have come down. It would probably take you quite a while to navigate through that mess. However, there is a pedestrian bridge that crosses this river as it is now, from the building to your right, across the road, and into a building on the other side.
So we have to go inside the building in order to access it?
Actually, you think you might have to climb the outside of the building.
All right, people, we've got to move. We made a lot of noise back there, and this is a dangerous place.
Agreed. What's the... Ooh, how are we going to do this?
In order to free climb the outside of this building to the height that you need to get, which is about 25 to 30 feet. Okay, it would be a daunting check to free climb this.
Does anyone have any, do we have any rope or gear or anything like that that might make it?
I have a rope, but I do not have anything with which to fix it up there.
If you can find something to affix it to up there, and it's entirely possible given the fact that this is a building and there is an open window. It's not like you're free climbing and hoping you can find a way in. There, you can see that there's an opening to get into this building.
Right. Question. Can we tie the rope to our new kitty friend and send the cat up there? And they climb up that way?
I would say you may need to make a check to direct it to do that. But it would probably be easier.
I think it's got claws to dig into the wall. And
what would the check have to be?
It would be leadership that you would have to make, and the difficulty would be average.
I've got 2 green for that, for leadership.
So it'd be 2 green, 2 purple.
You can spend a story point to upgrade it so it becomes yellow green.
Well, I've got that brilliant
talent. Yes. This is a good time to use brilliant.
Yes. So I'm gonna spend a story point. And so my intellect is 4.
So you treat your intellect as the number of ranks you have in the skill. So you had a presence of 2, so you'd be rolling 2 yellows and 2 greens versus 2 purple.
Very good, very good.
All right, so 3 successes.
You tie the rope to it, and how are you directing it? I mean, this is up to you. I mean, you've succeeded. So what is it that you did to get it to do what you wanted it to do?
Run, metal kitty. Climb, metal kitty.
I probably gave it some scritches underneath its chin and, like, just whispered into its ear, and it purred and went up.
Okay.
Just jumped onto the building. So
it is still going to need to make the check.
It's a metal cat.
But it is making the check with its coordination and agility. And it has 3 ranks in coordination and a 2 in agility. So it'd be 2 yellows and a green. Versus 4 purple.
And I'm rolling this, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Does it have any boost for the use of its claws as compared to...
Yeah, I'll give it... you know what? I'll give it 2 boosts.
Ooh. Alrighty.
I thought you said the check would be easier. Oh, wait. Daunting is the one where you can't make the check, right? Am I remembering that correctly now?
No, I said it would be easier once you had a rope to use to climb up.
Oh, got it.
Daunting is 4. Mm-hmm. Formidable is 5.
We'll formidable.
All right. So kitty cat that doesn't have a name yet has 1 failure and 1 triumph.
Okay.
So it falls, but you catch it.
No. I know exactly how this happens.
Okay.
It starts to climb. It does not make it up all the way, but it does not fall, so it can make the check again at hard difficulty this time, because it is like halfway up, so the triumph is essentially reducing the difficulty.
So 2 yellows, a green, 3 purple,
yep, and 2 blues.
No boost. Oh, still blue. All right.
Yep.
All right, come on, kitty. Oh, there we go. We got 1 success and 5 advantages.
Okay.
Hey, all right. 1 for each. Right?
Mm-hmm. All right. It leaps up from where it was. It sort of got halfway up and kind of stalled for a minute, like looking around, trying to figure out where it needed to go. And it just leaps up like 15 more feet. Catches on the part of the building and pulls itself in. And it disappears into the darkness for a second, the rope coming up a little bit with it. And then its head appears back out through the opening in the wall. And it just kind of cocks its head and then sits down.
All right. Well, once that happens, I look from it to Piper to the rope. Back to it, back to Piper. You're
I am confident, Jack. Shall I go first?
All
right, so that,
it would be gentlemanly to permit you to go first, but I think it's probably...
You're still worried about getting walled up there?
Jack's a gentleman? When did that happen?
Gentleman Jack Talbot.
Okay, so this is going to be a hard check with a blue die for having the right tool for the job, as you have a rope.
And you said I could use coordination or athletics?
Correct. Technically, I think it's supposed to only be coordination, but
I think it's probably only supposed to be athletics, but...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
All right, and 3 poiples?
Yep.
Jesus.
Did you want me to roll for you?
That's 2 failures and 6 advantage.
Okay. three of that advantage is spent saying you didn't get anywhere, so you didn't fall. And the other 3 advantage can be spent however. So
I think I'm going to give myself a blue die, and then whoever the next person is a blue die.
Okay. All right. So you got to the wall, started pulling yourself up, and
clearly I don't have any faith in the cat.
Piper probably yelled like, "Oh, try not to get eaten." Freaked you out a little bit.
Doc kind of like lunges forward a little bit, thinking something's wrong with Jack. Like. Because we just had a big battle, and now we can't work a rope. So
I've put my faith in a metal cat that Piper just pulled out of the bin. She slapped some duct tape on it, and then sent it up into the building. All right, that's 2 successes, 2 advantage.
Okay.
When I get to the top, I will whoever's not the next person, but the person after that will also get a boost.
Okay. All right. So you guys are able to see the route Jack took and how he did it, and you get a boost an additional boost die when you're climbing. And when you get up, the cat just kind of cocks his head and looks at you.
I look at the cat. I look at where the rope is affixed.
It walked in, walked around a column, and back to the hole.
What a smart cat. The cat is anchoring the rope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, get a little dizzy.
I mean, it is a robot who's next? Cat, so.
Okay. All right. Well, grab the end of the rope and just put myself in a position to help people as they come up.
Okay. All right. So next person climbing up will need to make a hard athletics check, and they'll get 2 boost dice on this.
Okay. I'll go.
Athletics or coordination, I should say.
So Doc kind of steps up to the rope and spits on his hands, rubs them together.
Nice.
And he fails. And that's it. Just a failure. So Doc puts his hands on the rope and cannot lift himself at all.
Cannot get yourself. You take I'm gonna call it 2 points of strain as you start. You did pull yourself up just a bit, but then your grip on the rope was a bit shaky, and you slid down and got some good rope burn on your hands.
Ooh. Excellent. Don't use those for anything, so that's good. So Doc kind of stops and looks around at the surroundings and not just the rope to try and see if there are places to get my footing under me and take some of that strain off of the upper body where he has no strength whatsoever. And I am going to spend a story point and make this a brilliant check because I figured out how to climb.
Sure.
See, your real problem was you were using just your arms. You're supposed to wrap your legs around the rope. We're still at an age where it was like presidential fitness and stuff. You knew how to climb a rope.
Yeah. You harken back to that presidential fitness session in gym class in 8th grade.
So I have what, one boost and 3 purple, so no boost this time.
No, you still got 1 boost and 3 purples.
Okay. And like a spider monkey.
Four successes and three advantages. You are able to climb yourself back up after realizing your mistakes the first time. I mean, I'd probably recover a strain with one of your advantages, and then you can do what you want with the other two.
Like I said, as you realize, you know, use the legs and take the pressure off your...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll probably...
Put your whole body that, into it.
Yeah, I'll holler that information down to Piper. Like, use your legs! And I give her a boost with my advantage.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. I'll go next.
So you get two boost dice and an hard check, so three purple.
Three boost dice.
Oh, yes, you're right. You had given an additional.
Yeah, I gave one to the next and one to the...
She's got 0% athleticism going on. So, one success, two advantage. I use my leg.
Piper just kind of climbs up without, you know, clearly taking, seeing the example set by the previous two, I guess. And she just climbs right up. How are you spending your advantages?
Kind of like a cat myself. I'll give one to my buddy down there,
Dave.
David. I don't know what to do with the other one. What I can do with it?
Do you have any strain?
Oh, I do. Mm-hmm. Can I recover one strain?
All right. So then, David, you are up. Yep. You get two boost and a hard check.
I got one success, two advantage.
Nice. One success, two advantage. So you, again, using the example of the previous three.
We'll call it the duck method.
Are able to climb your way up. It's pretty dark in here. I mean, the white light is finding its way in. But you can see the entrance to the pedestrian bridge to the north.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull the rope up and kind of like loop it around our kitty friend.
Okay.
I can carry the rope. I've been carrying it the whole time.
Well, I mean, we might need to climb back down on the other side.
That's fair.
I mean, you can go try and take the rope, Jack. As I hold out my hand towards the kitty,
it just kind of looks up between the four of you.
Do the same. Look at her. Look at the cat. Look back at her. Blink twice, and then turn around and start making my way to the pedestrian bridge.
As you cross the pedestrian bridge, it is certainly not in the best shape. But you are not in danger of falling or it falling out from underneath you. But what I would like from you is a perception check. This can be a group perception check. The difficulty of this check is hard. Upgraded one.
Are you going to roll it?
What's your pool? Do you have anything?
Two yellow and a green.
That's the pool then.
Yeah,
good.
Okay, that is going to be one advantage.
All right. As you enter the building from the pedestrian, do you have any strain?
No. Actually, wait a second. Does heightened awareness apply?
Oh, yes. You get two boost dice.
Okay, in that case, five advantage.
But no success.
But no success.
So good at this.
Okay. So I'm going to say, see here, you said five, right? So
anything interesting I notice on the other side about an easier way down or?
Yes and no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say you and two of the others in the group, get a boost die on this vigilance check for initiative. But let me read the description first. So as you enter the building from the pedestrian bridge and begin to descend the stairs that are ahead of you, a buzzing sound begins, quickly growing louder as 100 or more bugs the sizes of chickens begin to swarm towards you. So you and two of your allies get a boost die on the vigilance check for initiative.
Don't forget, all of you who are not me also get two additional boost dice from heightened awareness.
Okay, so you should take one of those boosts, and Piper, you take the other one.
So how do we roll initiative?
You plug in your dice pool on the table, and then instead of clicking roll dice, you click roll PC initiative.
Oh, okay.
And roll for the animal companion as well.
What you said, is it vigilance that we roll?
Yep.
Yep.
And then four boost die? No, that's wrong.
You're going to get, get three boost dice. Your animal companion's going to get two.
And then what die do I roll for the animal companion?
So I'm double checking this right now. No, so once per round in a structured encounter, you may spend a maneuver to direct your animal in performing an action and one maneuver during your character's turn. The animal must be within hearing and visual range.
Okay, so it doesn't have its own slot.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we've got two PC slots, an NPC slot, two PC slots, and then the final NPC slot. So what's coming towards you are two large distinct groups of these insects. I will note, however, that these are not minion groups. These are swarms.
Doc's going to go first.
Okay. How does that work?
If you want to wait half a second, I can also...
All right.
No, you can go first.
So
I was contemplating inspiring rhetoric, but...
So your characters don't necessarily know this, but the swarm ability is half the damage dealt to your swarm before applying soak, unless the weapon has the blast or burn quality, regardless of whether that quality is activated or not.
So we have two swarms of chicken-sized bugs of some sort flying at us. That's where we're at right now.
Flying, crawling, climbing, they're all... It's
okay.
They're swarming.
All right, so Doc goes, shit, 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 and dives behind a rock. Whoever's next, go ahead.
Well done, Doctor.
All right, so second PC slot.
We're going to inspire us with some rhetoric.
I'm probably just going to use magic, so if someone else wants to take this first slot, feel free to.
If that's the case, I'm going to take a shot at one of the groups. So let's call it the group on the left.
Okay.
Ooh, you know what? Are they close enough together that the application of a Molotov cocktail would apply to both groups?
No. I'm going to say they're far enough apart that they wouldn't be close enough for that. I mean, that's going to be beneficial. I mean, you think? I mean, it's going to hit a whole lot of these things, so.
Right.
I mean, somewhat beneficial. There is also the possibility of, you know, we're inside a building.
Right, right. Also important. All right.
Or they might just be giant flaming bugs after you're done.
I'll also note that the threat and despair and falling rubble apply inside as well as outside.
All right. Well, then let's take out the old boomstick and give them what for. I am going to spend a maneuver and aim as well. And what's the diff? I'm sorry, how far away are they?
Short range.
So that is a single purple die, yes?
Yes, I believe so.
And any setback or anything from them?
Yes, they have ranged defense of one.
That's a setback die, right?
Yep.
Show me no successes. Oh, that's a goodly number of successes.
That's a nice roll.
That is. That is going to be 14 points of damage because as I was rebuilding my character sheet, I realized I did some math wrong and I was shorting myself a point of damage on my boomstick.
Okay.
So that was 4 successes, 4 advantages on the roll.
Yes, I'm sorry. 4 success, 4 advantage. So 14 points of damage. Can they be critically hit?
Yes.
Right. I will critically hit. All right. So that's it's a 55.
The target increases the difficulty of all presence and willpower.
Oh, good.
Lovely. That's very helpful.
But you did do some damage to it, though not as much as you had expected.
Right.
To a PC slot, or NPC slot. And that group is going to surge forward at Jack, and they are going to attack Jack. I'm going to spend a story point on this to upgrade their check. Do you have any ranged defense or anything?
Nope.
Or melee defense, rather. All right, mm-mm. So then this is their check. 1 success and 5 advantages. So they are going to deal... let's see here. They are going to deal 5 damage and knock you down.
All right. Okay. I take 1 damage after stoke.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So they knock you down and they are swarming all over you.
I do not like this at all.
Biting and scratching. And we are up to a 3rd PC slot.
All right. How does my animal companion work for sending? So
you can spend a maneuver to direct it to take a maneuver and an action.
Okay. And then how far away am I?
You're all in short range.
We're short range? Okay. So yeah.
Actually, no. I'm guessing you guys are probably all close together, right? So there's one engaged with you.
Yep.
Okay.
The one that Jack shot is right next to you.
And is Jack right next to us too?
Yep.
Yes.
They are swarming all over him.
Yeah. I'm going to send the cat against the one swarming on him.
Okay. So you're going to make a brawl check. It should be 1 brawl.
So that's it'll be a yellow and 2 green.
Yeah, versus an easy check with a setback.
Two. It's an average check, actually. 2 purple.
All right.
Okay, so a yellow, 2 green, 2 purple, and a black. All righty. Yes.
Does it have melee defense? Okay.
So 0 successes, but 2 advantages.
Okay. Advantages can be spent as normal, but it starts snapping at these things and swiping and just doesn't manage to connect.
Just missing Jack's face, you know, no big deal. Trying to help, buddy.
You still have your action left, Piper.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And you've got, you can spend those advantages to give yourself a boost.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which I'll seems like the smartest Piper way to spend that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll give myself a boost.
Now, I will point out that while Piper may not have done it much, she can, instead of using electricity with her spells, she can use fire, which will add the burn quality, which might help here. Mm-hmm. You're smart. There's a lot of these that may be beneficial.
Okay. How would...
Also, bugs generally hate smoke, so...
but I would just roll kind of like normal with my arcana?
So you
depends on which one you're targeting.
Yeah. If you're targeting the one that's on Jack, you would be rolling a hard check.
Mm-hmm. But what about the ones behind him?
Average.
B. because for the ones on Jack, you'd have to add close combat.
Yeah.
I'll go for the ones behind him because I don't want to accidentally burn Jack's face off.
Okay.
Thank you.
You've already electrocuted him once.
Right. Yeah. I feel like Jack doesn't always have good luck when he's around me. So, yeah. So I'm going to try to like inner channel myself to see if I can produce anything other than lightning and give that a go. For success, for advantage.
Okay. So, your spells do 7 plus successes, right? So that's 11 damage. Okay. That swarm of insects has been severely reduced in size as you send this firebolt out into them, and it just impacts, and the fire starts. It must be heating them up because they are shriveling up and falling out of the air and falling off the walls. You have 4 advantages. That would allow you to activate the burn quality.
Holy crap, guys. Do you see what's going on right now? I can make fire.
Charming.
Qualities.
Burn. I see no potential danger.
Thank you for this not discovering fine. That ability on me.
Okay, so for 2 advantages, you can activate burn. When burn is triggered, one target hit by the attack continues to suffer the weapon's base damage. In this case, it would be it wouldn't be your base damage. It would be your ranks in knowledge science. It continues to suffer the weapon's base damage for a number of turns equal to your ranks in knowledge. And it suffers that at the start of its turn.
All right, I've got 1 rank in knowledge.
Okay, so it's going to, on its next turn, it is going to suffer that damage.
Which is what?
7.
Is it the base damage spell?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, which is 7. Are you doing anything? You have still 2 advantage.
Oh, I'm going to give a boost to the next person, and then I'm going to recover 1 more strain.
Okay.
Was that song out yet? The Burn Baby Burn Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno?
Yes, yeah, that had been out by 1980.
Yeah, disco.
She's probably singing that to herself as flames are coming out of the
That corner. Had been out by 84. Tyler, if a talent is incidental, can it be out of turn, or does it have to explicitly say out of turn?
What talent are you talking about?
Bodyguard.
It would be listed as an out of turn incidental in.
It would.
Okay.
If you're looking at it on Genesis Emporium under your talent list where it says type, it would say out of turn incidental.
Okay.
Guessing that's tier 2.
It's a tier 3. It says active incidental, so no, I have to be in my turn. Okay, never mind.
Yes, yeah, it requires a.
So my turn.
Yes.
On my turn, I'm going to use psionic, cast a spell, an attack spell, add the close combat because I'm engaged with him, add the blast quality, and the manipulate.
Okay.
Are there any? Is it upgraded because it's also engaged with Jack?
Yes. Let me look at the close combat adder. That might actually.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about too. I think it just says you may attack a character you are engaged with.
I'm gonna say that removes it.
Treat it like I would an actual melee attack or
because I would use melee defense for it, so I can't see why we wouldn't treat it as a melee attack. In that
so
respect,
I have 1 anyway. Boost from Piper
and 1 setback
from there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to use my average human to turn one of the story points to us and then spend it to upgrade because I have all yellow dice that adds a green.
Nice.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's going to be two successes and three threat.
Two successes and three threat. All right, so first things first, let's do the damage. What's the base damage?
7.
Okay, so 9 damage total. So reduces that a little bit, but it does take a good amount. And then we're going to knock some rubble down.
Yeah.
Awesome.
As I carry through with the staff trying to, like, move the swarm, and instead just nothing comes with, and the force continues upwards, and...
Yeah, and knocks a big chunk of rubble off the ceiling, and you take 8 wounds. Soak does apply. Worse.
I said, we're all gathered. It could have applied to everyone, including the swarm.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It's, no, that's what I'm saying. It could
it's
be
a
worse.
Heavy piece.
I could have rolled a despair.
Right.
Yeah.
So the ceiling starts to fall on top of David, and Doc again just goes, shit, 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 and covers his head.
All right. Were you doing anything else?
No, I think dropping some rubble on myself is good enough.
All right, so on to the final NPC slot. It burns for 7 points of damage. Soak reduces that slightly.
Did you want to make it worse than it was? Because I know you spent 3, but this is magic, and there is usually harsher consequences. So make it cheaper and then also apply other effects to myself? Maybe additional strain or wound?
Yeah, you know what? Take a strain, 2 strain or a wound, yeah.
That's okay, good. I will take 2 strain. Because I was just thinking about that. I'm like, you know, that's for regular combat, but magic is specifically called out as...
Right. Problematic.
Far worse. Yeah.
All right, and its turn, I think it's going to go for the source of the fire. Although.
There's so many options to choose from.
Yeah.
There's 2 people lightly bleeding from wounds, one being on the ground being stung, the other one just hit by rocks.
Yeah, it's going after the one on the ground. That's the easy target. Primarily because they get pierced 2 on their attack now. This.
And they get to add a boost against targets that are prone, I think.
Yeah.
With melee.
All right, so this group that is considerably smaller than the other one at this point moves in to your attack. But they have 1 failure with 2 advantages and a triumph. So they are going to upgrade the difficulty of Jack's next check and add a boost die to the other swarm's next check, as there are so many just all over you right now, that it is hard to defend yourself from this. And we are around to the top of round 2 in the first PC slot.
Okay. Doc is going to stand up from behind the rock and spread my hands out to my sides like I'm pushing on the air around me. And there's this faint shimmer that starts to develop. And I'm spending 2 story points and using my ability. My heroic ability.
And you're extending it to...
to Jack.
Jack?
Yes. So my heroic ability that we kind of worked out is a modification of Hard to Kill. What this does is it adds 4 soak to Jack's defense until the end of my next turn. And it also is going to increase the difficulty of combat checks targeting him by 1 until the end of my next turn.
Oh. Increase the difficulty of combat checks.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. By 1.
All right. So that was, is that an action or a maneuver?
That is an action. Well, I mean, I took a maneuver. I probably wasn't supposed to. So that'll take my turn.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you can take a maneuver. That's...
right. But I'd have to take strain, right? Because I took a maneuver and that was supposed to be a maneuver. So, okay. So yeah. I take strain and then I have an action as well. Okay. I will, and we're all engaged with each other, right?
Yes.
Okay. Since I'm channeling magic anyway, as it is, I'm going to use divine in an attempt to heal David, who just got crushed by some rubble.
Okay.
Do I have any additional difficulty or anything on this?
No, it'd just be whatever the standard difficulty for the spell is. For healing, let's see.
I think it's only 1.
Kind of. So yeah. So yeah. If you wanted to, you could affect additional targets by increasing the difficulty by 1. So you could heal both Jack and David.
Okay. I'm gonna go for that.
I only have a.
Yeah. No. So it doesn't automatically add the. What it is increasing the difficulty by 1. You may spend advantage to affect 1 additional target within range of the spell.
I always get messed up when looking at those charts for magic because the description for the spell and the chart for the spell.
Yeah, they're all always on the same.
Never page. On the same page.
Yeah.
Except for like the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jack, you have what? 2 wounds currently?
I have a singular wound.
Oh, you're fine. I'm only going to do the 1 and target David.
Okay.
That is 5 successes, a triumph, and a threat.
Okay, so you can take another 2 strain or wound, your choice.
Okay.
And then you could upgrade his next check if you wanted to.
Okay.
You've learned how even with magic to juice.
So, I will upgrade David's next check. You get 5 successes. Do any of my medicine talents apply to this? Or no, because it's magic?
No, but your okay. implement heals additional... Let's see here, the holy icon.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the number of wounds healed by heal spells cast by the user is increased by 2.
Okay. So you heal 7 of your 8 wounds.
I only had 4 wounds.
Oh, okay.
Because soak did apply to that. All
right, you're good to go and you're supercharged.
Yeah.
The heal spell really gets big once you start like needing to do things like add restoration to it.
Right.
Or, or reviving incapacitated targets, stuff like that is when mm-hmm. it really comes in handy. Okay, so that was Doc. PC slot number 2. So there's a... as Doc steps out from behind the rubble he was hiding behind, that there's a very soft light that emanates out and envelopes Jack, followed by a small mote of it kind of fading off of Jack and into David as David... feels much better and some of his bruises immediately just sort of vanish. And then we go to Jack.
All right. I am going to quick draw the Reaper.
Oh, nice.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. My understanding was that that was not taken with you.
I thought we had decided last session that I did.
No.
Take.
Nope. If you would like to have it, I would like to spend a story point on it.
Absolutely, I've got it.
Guys, we just gave him all of the story points.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
He's got the Reaper. Right. We're fine.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So in a momentary epiphany, you realize that you've got the shotgun strapped to your waist.
Yep.
And you draw it.
I'm sorry. It's been a while since my turn has come around. A lot of things happened. Do I have any boost dice from anybody's actions?
No.
I do not believe so.
No, you don't. David does.
Your next check is upgraded, however, from the triumph that the swarm rolled on you.
The difficulty is upgraded.
The difficulty is upgraded, yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be a purple and a red?
Do you have the stats for the Reaper? I have
the stats for the Reaper.
Immediately open. Okay.
It's
Plus
8.
Tyler, whenever he draws the Reaper, we should add like a guitar riff or something sweet in post.
Just
oh no, it's not a guitar riff. It's a very ominous low tone.
Cowbell. It's more cowbell.
No, but something like makes you think Russian.
On Moscow. Okay. So.
No, can't use copyrighted music.
The difficulty is only one die upgrade.
Hang on. No, I think it's two. It's a ranged heavy weapon, which normally would be a hard check at engaged range, but the Reaper allows it to. So it's one red, one purple.
Plus two on top of the. Oh, I got it.
Correct.
That's fine.
But it stays a purple and a red because you don't upgrade an additional time for other people being engaged, right? You've got some sort of talent for that.
I do. I also don't suffer any penalties for firing this weapon specifically against the target that I'm engaged with. Purple. I'm going to spend a maneuver to aim. Can I really tell the difference between the two groups at this point? They're both swarming over me, aren't they?
I mean, and they're more or less at the same.
So. One group of them is on fire, I think, still, and one isn't.
No. They only have one round of fire damage.
Okay.
I'm just going to shoot at the first group. Whatever group I shot at the first time. Holy. Holy God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So that's
one success, three advantages, and a triumph.
Triumph! That's not the sound effect I was talking about.
Gonna heal a wound for two advantage?
Is the thing blown away by my shot?
What's the damage?
8, so 9 damage.
No.
Then I'm
it
going
is
to...
seriously wounded by it, but it's still alive.
Alright. I'm going to spend the 3 advantage to activate a critical and roll the critical with plus 40 to the result because it already has a critical hit on it.
Alright, so... it is adding a setback to all skill checks until the end of the encounter. So the first NPC slot. Jack did not stand up from prone, correct?
No.
Okay. All right. I am spending a story point to upgrade their check. Did you assess a setback on them or anything? I know they've got one for the crit.
Oh, I hadn't spent the triumph.
Do you want to spend it to stand up as a maneuver without getting too straight?
Or you could upgrade their check?
Yes, because their check's already upgraded, right? So let's upgrade it again.
Only if they go against you.
Yeah, plus we all know Jack's just going to fall again.
It's not upgraded. It's got a setback on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then yes, upgrade their check.
And they've got a boost die from their buddies. All right, so they start biting and gnawing at you. However, they rolled a failure and two advantages.
So they bite themselves.
So they are going... No. So they pass a boost on to their ally. And we are around to the third PC slot.
Yeah, I'll send Kitty Cat in again.
Okay, spending a maneuver to...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Which was... I have to find it again. A yellow and two green, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the difficulty?
Two purple.
Purple and a black?
And a black, yep.
Two purple and a black?
Aha.
All right. We got a success and an advantage.
Okay, so they deal 6 points of... I'm assuming you're doing the bite, right?
Yeah, and whatever ones are biting at Jack.
Yep.
I know it makes him uncomfortable to have the cat, like, you know, pouncing over him.
So one success, so six damage. It snatches, like, one of these things out of the air and just crushes it in its mouth. But they are still swarming.
Well, then I'm going to use my attack and I'm going to try to summon some fire again. And I'm feeling kind of like confident and badass because I'm like, holy crap, I can. Like,
are you moving away?
Or
are you going to add close combat to it as well?
I want to go for the ones that are around Jack because she's feeling confident.
Okay, so
do I have to move away?
But are you moving away or are you staying adjacent to them?
Does that matter?
Yes.
Do I need to move away?
Yeah, it's going to be one harder to if you don't move away. If you move out of engaged with them, it'll be an average check.
Okay.
If you stay at engaged, it's going to be hard.
If you move, you got to take two strain for moving.
Two strain?
Correct.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm going to move away then. And then I got to take another two for that. And then it's just an easy difficulty. I mean, average?
Average. All with right. one and setback.
Upgraded once.
With a setback.
Yeah. Yep, and upgrade. Yep, because you're shooting into melee.
What does that mean, upgrade?
One of the purples is a red.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Sorry, Jack. Oh, I got a failure and three
advantage.
It's all right. You didn't get any despair. I need despair. That's the
All right, the spell, the bolt of fire fires off into the air, just missing the bulk of this these two swarms. How would you like to spend your advantage? I don't think you can activate burn on a miss.
Probably
I think
not.
That's only blast, yeah.
Can I only recover one strain?
Correct.
Okay, and then I'm going to give a boost die to the next PC slot, and then what can I do with my other advantage? Can I put a setback on? Or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Or give another boost die to another PC? Is that something I can do, or no?
No, you could just give a boost die to any... Or you could give a setback to the one that you targeted. Next check.
I'll give a boost die to the next PC.
Okay. Final PC slot.
I'm going to just try and close combat. Psionic and blast as I try, like I said, again to
knock them away.
Okay.
Draw all of the bugs that are in this swarm together into one point, but I'm not using manipulate because I can't clear them off of Jack since there are two groups.
Okay.
I get one upgrade for the triumph from Doc and one setback for their melee defense.
And you also get a boost from Piper.
And a boost from Piper. That is going to be a success. Let's just count up how many.
That's always a good sign.
There's going to be one threat and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
Okay, so what's the total damage?
12.
Oh, actually, I was going to say it doesn't matter looking at the... okay, so you obliterate with this blast of force a bunch of these bugs, and it seems like there's only one. I mean, it's hard to tell the swarms apart, but there is only one swarm on it now. So the other one's going to take its slot, and then we're going to remove that final slot. Because that's the one that hasn't gone yet. That's still alive. So it is going to attack. I'm sorry, what was it? Was 5 successes and what?
1 threat.
Yeah, so you just want to take strain or wound again?
I'll take 2 additional strain.
All right. As the effects of your spellcasting is really starting to weigh on you, I am going to spend another point again to attack Jack. Do they have any negative dice against you right now?
They still have a setback from my protective power.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. Oh, my goodness. 4 failures and an advantage.
What are they, PCs?
I believe. Roll.
So
it's not going to make a difference, but they also had a blue in there, I think, from the last.
Oh, yeah.
Bug swarm that went.
Also, advantage. I'm still prone. So they're going to give them. Yep. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That, like, gives them a boost.
Keep telling them how to make it better, guys. Good job.
So they got 4.
3 failures and 3 advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have +1 to their melee defense.
As they start burrowing into Jack's clothes.
Yeah, they're like all over Jack. And all right, so we're up to the top of round 3.
I would like to shoot these things again.
Okay.
What did we decide it was? A red and a purple?
Yep.
Next. Was there a next PC bonus die that needs to get used?
I do not think so, but you've got one setback because this is a ranged check.
And I'm going to spend a maneuver to aim at that. Oh, ho!
Okay.
3 successes for a total of 11 damage. That was with the Reaper again, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And 3 advantage. Nice.
Are they still up?
Yes.
Crit +30. That should only be a 50.
Headringer, intellect and cunning checks.
Great.
but there are not many left right now. Their size and numbers have been considerably reduced. And we are on to PC slot number 2 for round number 3.
Does Piper want to try and burn them away, feeling confident about not burning Jack?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
No.
All right, what's this difficulty gonna be?
1 purple, 1 red, and a black.
Yeah, I'm gonna upgrade it again.
So
it's gonna be 2 reds and a black.
Oh god, Tyler.
I just checking my skills really quick for you, Jack.
It's okay, Jack. I'm also engaged. Maybe it'll accidentally hit me instead.
Or me. We are all standing in the same place.
All seems very likely.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, here we go. Ooh, 2 successes and 1 advantage.
Hey, not bad.
Not burning anyone unintentionally.
All right, so that's 9 points of damage. Right, because it's base 7. Okay. You burn up the remaining of these bugs. And with the advantage, I'll say that you burned them all up, but the ones that managed to get underneath Jack's clothing just kind of superheated and sting Jack a little bit. They don't overly burn your clothes. Your clothes are a bit singed, but they're still functional.
Aren't these the same clothes he's been wearing since the end?
One of my uniforms, yes.
They probably smell a little bit better now.
Heat treated. And once again, goes quiet. Except for the creaks and groans of the buildings that you're in and around. Yes. Simple checks. Cool or discipline.
Guys, I just realized something. I can now be my own forge. I can be my own blowtorch.
Brand.
I don't need a shop anymore.
Is it it's success for wound, advantage or strain? 1-1?
Nope.
No, it's just strain.
It's just strain.
This is just strain, okay. Yeah. I can heal wounds if there are people who are still wounded.
I've only got 1 wound.
Yeah, I was gonna say you guys came out of that fairly okay on the wound front. Mm-hmm. You get beat up a bit.
Yep.
But
they mostly missed. Jack prone.
Just a simple roll for either your cool or discipline, whichever is higher dice pool.
For strain recovery.
They were all bark, no bite, basically.
For which I heal 5 due to desperate recovery.
Okay.
So, Piper, you heal 1 strain and then an additional 1 strain. Or is it 1 strain per success?
It's one strain
per whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you combine the 2. So 3 successes and 1 advantage is 4, and you can heal 4 strain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. 2 successes, 2 advantage. Is that 4?
That's
then?
4. Yeah.
All right. So you guys are able to collect yourselves in this fairly dark building. That light that had briefly surrounded Jack fades after a moment. And you guys are left in the dark with a little bit of sunlight filtering in through the way you came. And you're at the top of a staircase that looks like it heads down into the lobby. And you think you probably see a way to get out at the bottom of the stairs.
All right, we've got to keep moving.
Especially since more gunshots.
And a small cave-in. Doc has never used this heroic ability before, so he's kind of just like oddly clear in a way that he isn't usually after a combat, and sort of focused on his physical sensations. Feels kind of tingly still.
And that warmth lingers.
Yeah.
As we recover ourselves from the battle, I'll like help Jack up because he was still on the ground at the end of it. Wiping the residue of bugs off of his clothes.
Jack, the hand that you pulled the trigger with the Reaper with, it stings. And even more so than I'm sure sometimes when you fired a rifle, it's like swinging a baseball bat in that vibration kind of sense. Like every once in a while, it'll just hit it just right that you get that like stinging sensation in your hand. Right. But this is like that, but it's lingering. And don't forget that your strain threshold is reduced by one while you're carrying that.
While I'm carrying it or while I'm wielding
it? While you're wielding it, yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. But if you guys make your way down, you are able to exit this building. Back out onto a street, and across the street and up the street a little ways is the sign for the First Boston Bank of Savings. It is hanging. It is one of those like signs that sticks out from the building. So it is hanging kind of crooked, drifting slightly in the breeze. What are you guys going to do?
How does the bank front actually look? Does it, open doors, broken windows?
There's some broken windows. The door is open. Sure people have tried before, mm-hmm. but there's no, you know, evidence that there's maybe somebody inside currently.
What do we, go ahead, Rob, sorry.
I was just gonna say, I'm not worried so much about people. It's been 5 years. I was more concerned about animals making a...
Oh, I would be worried about the people. There are plenty of people, if you want to call them that.
Yeah, but I mean,
here in Boston,
it's been 5 years. Like, I'm sure a lot of this has been picked clean. The easily.
Well, there
doesn't mean someone's not making their home here.
While they're talking,
remember he told you. Remember he, Turek told you that. He was unable to access the area that he could sense the valuables.
Yeah. And I've got an idea of where that is because of...
Yeah, you're pretty sure it was a vault that he was unable to open. And he sort of said as much that there was some sort of almost accidental magic. Based on the way he said it, that, you know, the years and years of people's desire to protect these things sort of has created a ward that he himself was unable to break, or at least it limited his ability to reach it. But he seemed to think you guys could.
So while Dave and Piper are sort of discussing the existence or non-existence of feral people left in the city, Doc, in this weird state of calmness that is unusual for him in the scenarios that we're mm-hmm. that we're in right now, is sort of scanning the horizon and looking for unusual activity.
Okay. Why don't you give me a average perception check?
Perception or vigilance? Perception?
Perception, yeah. Okay. This would benefit from Jack's... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because my read on that talent is that it's his training that has caused people around him to be more vigilant and perceptive. Okay, one success. You again see off to the north that black smoke, and you are fairly certain that it's coming from smokestacks now.
Lieutenant.
Yes?
Look over this way. What do you suppose that is?
I actually probably look alarmed when you say, I think this is the first time you've referred to me as lieutenant.
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I probably pick up on that concern and immediately step up to where he is and look off in the direction that he's talking about.
Okay. When I say smokestacks, I mean smokestacks, not just like a house's chimney. I mean like a factory or power plant smokestacks. And there is a line of black smoke that is carrying off the smokestacks and what you typically see where it kind of just kind of diffuses into the atmosphere.
Piper know anything about working factories or anything like that from her time?
Not that you know of. That, I mean, it doesn't quite seem like it's something that would make sense.
But I mean, if you think there's potential of awful people in these buildings, I guess we should move up with caution.
Okay. You guys are able to advance upon the main entrance to this building, at which point you're able to look inside. And there is refuse that you definitely think it was probably dragged in here. But you don't see or hear any people and or creatures. So inside the dim lobby of the bank lay many victims of the worst day of all your lives. Doing your best not to focus on them, moving through the area, you find your way to a large vault door. Scorch marks mar the steel door, evidence of Tervaeg's futile attempts at breaching the door and gaining access to the riches behind. And that's where we're going to leave off for the night. Thanks for listening to the What Comes After podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @WhatComesAfter_, and we're on Facebook too at What Comes After. All links can also be found on our website, whatcomesafter.net. As always, if you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review and share with your friends. Character art is by Craig Shepherd, who can be found on Instagram at @CShepDraw. Theme music is Beyond Part 2 by Alex Nakarada. We utilize RPGSessions.com for dice rolling and tracking of characters, story points, and initiative. What Comes After is part of the D20 Radio Network and is an actual play podcast using a modified version of the Genesis RPG system by Edge Entertainment.